Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. It's been an awful year for our personal finances, but at last, around 2 million Australians are about to receive a bit more money in the bank. The Fair Work Commission's ordered a 5.2% increase in the minimum wage. With the soaring cost of food, petrol and power, is it really enough to help make ends meet? Today, economics reporter Gareth Hutchins on whether the Commission has gone far enough. Gareth, the Fair Work Commission, it's ruled on wages, increased the minimum wage by 5.2%. What does that mean for workers?
It means that minimum wage workers will get an increase of about $40 a week. Mm-hmm. It comes to a little over a dollar an hour more. Mm. And workers on award rates won't get as high an increase. They'll get an increase of 4.6%. But those decisions will affect more than 2 million workers across the country. It takes the minimum wage hourly rate to $21.38.
Okay, so 2 million workers are going to get a pay rise. Times are pretty tough at the moment. Let's talk soon about the implications of this ruling and what it means for the economy more widely. But I just want you to take me a step back, because the commission itself, the Fair Work Commission, has a really fascinating history. Tell me a bit about it.
It's a really important pillar of Australian capitalism. Mm-hmm. It's an independent tribunal, and its obligations are maintaining a safety net on the minimum wage and basic working conditions through the country. Now, it can trace its origins back to the 1890s. That was a really awful period economically and socially for Australia. There was a Great Depression. It was the closest we came to a civil war because there was real class antagonism. So it was basically the era when the unofficial Australian anthem came about, and that was Waltzing Matilda.
So we all know that song. Tell me about that.
Well, this is one of Australia's most well-loved songs. It's a rebel song. Mm-hmm. The lyrics were written by Banjo Paterson in 1895. He had gone to Central West Queensland, and he had heard of a story of a violent dispute between shearers and their employer. Now, this was a really violent interaction between shearers and station owners. Mm-hmm. Wool sheds were burnt down, sheep were killed, shots were fired. The shearers were striking over wage cuts. They didn't want their wages to go backwards during the Depression. These types of disputes were happening all across Australia. But in this particular dispute, a few months afterwards, one of the striking shearers, who was suspected to have lit the fire that burned down the wool shed at Dagworth, he was found dead in a billabong with a shot to the head.
To the billabong, you'll never catch me alive, said he, and his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a-waltzing.
Politicians at the time were trying to get the six colonies to federate and form a nation. One of the most important things they were trying to achieve in the new century was industrial peace. They passed legislation that created the Conciliation and Arbitration Commission. Now, this was an independent tribunal that would essentially be the umpire for the labour force. If employers and employees couldn't agree on wages and conditions, then this tribunal would make a decision after weighing up all the evidence, not picking sides. It would come to a decision which it thought was fair and reasonable, and all parties would have to agree.
That's basically the Fair Work Commission that we have today. And it's interesting to look back on that, because it really matters today. The Commission's now decided to increase wages by about $40 a week.
The national minimum wage will be $812.60 per week, or $21.38 per hour.
How significant is that? Is that what we expected?
It was hard to say. I really didn't know how they were going to go this time,
mm-hmm.
but it makes sense in a lot of ways, because if you look back at, say, the last 10 years of their minimum wage decisions, 9 out of those 10 years, they decided to increase the minimum wage by a little more than inflation.
Mm-hmm.
The only time they didn't do that in the last 10 years was in 2020, when we were first hit by the pandemic, because there was so much uncertainty around. So if they've decided to increase in the minimum wage by 5.2%, inflation at the moment is 5.1%. So it looks like it's done quite a balancing act and has come up with quite a fair decision.
Okay. And, I mean, this is what Anthony Albanese had wanted, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the heart of the election campaign, I was asked whether I would welcome a decision by the Fair Work Commission to increase the minimum wage by just $1. And today they have done just that. And when I was asked would I welcome a decision, I said absolutely. And I absolutely welcome today's decision.
During the election campaign, it became quite a thing in the last fortnight of the campaign. He said that he wouldn't want the wages of minimum workers to go backwards in real terms. So he's got his wish. Scott Morrison said that Anthony Albanese was a loose unit by chucking that out there.
He's a loose unit when it comes to the economy. He makes things up as he goes along.
Maybe that makes the Fair Work Commission a loose unit too.
A loose unit, why?
Because if we're in such a serious condition with the global economy at the moment, the World Bank last week warned that we could be staring down the barrel of stagflation in coming years, which means stagnating economic growth while inflation is rising, then you don't want to have wages chasing the inflation higher because it could feed a wage price spiral. That was a big problem that we saw during the 1970s when we were hit by stagflation then. So that was what Mr. Morrison was getting at by saying we shouldn't just be chucking these numbers out there. However, the Fair Work Commission, in their ruling and in their reasoning, has said that they don't think increasing the minimum wage by 5.2% will have a negative impact on the economy at all.
Okay. Well, we know that businesses will now have to pay out more. What are the financial implications of the decision for them?
Yeah, this is a really tough one. It's particularly if you're a small business owner, if you're going to see the cost of your wage bill increase, it's not going to be great for you. Hopefully you're seeing the prices that you're getting for the goods that you're selling also increasing though. You want your customers to be coming into the store with money to spend as well. So you have to keep that in mind.
We heard from Philip Lowe, the head of the Reserve Bank, on 7:30 this week.
Was that inflation's high. It's too high. At the moment it's 5%, and by the end of the year I expect inflation to get to 7%.
That's it was a very pretty grim number. What he had to say, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were grim parts, but there were positive parts, which is classic Phil Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks the rate of inflation will peak at 7% by the end of the year.
Mm.
He thinks it will start to come back down, though, in the first quarter of next year.
I'm confident that we can do that, but it's going to take time. And with inflation being as high as it is and with interest rates as low as they are, we thought it was important to take a decisive step to normalise monetary conditions, and we did that at the last meeting.
Now, that's his current forecast as things stand. Of course, there's a lot of uncertainty and unpredictability about the global environment at the moment. We don't know how the war in Ukraine is going to go, for instance.
If Philip Lowe is right and inflation goes up to 7%, which is a bit scary, we've just given a wage increase of 5.2% to low-income workers. That doesn't seem to keep pace.
No, so it would mean that the real value of those wages would deteriorate. One thing that we need to remember is that an inflation rate of 7%, we haven't seen that in the era of inflation targeting.
Mm.
So the Reserve Bank began officially targeting inflation in 1993. Since then, it's been trying to keep inflation between 2 and 3% on average over the medium term, mm-hmm. over the cycle. We haven't seen inflation of 7%. In this era. And the Reserve Bank has said that it doesn't quite know how households are going to behave with inflation this high, with interest rates finally starting to rise while there's so much debt in the economy, all of those types of things. However, on the other hand, he has said that we have huge amount of savings at the moment. There are $280 billion of savings, I think he said, in the economy, which will help with consumption over the next 12 months.
It's a very tricky economic time by the sound of it. Is that it for wages for now? Don't they need more given the rising inflation?
Yeah, well, the issue isn't going away. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking towards the next minimum wage decision this time next year. It will be highly anticipated again. There's so much uncertainty in the economy and in the global economy. So we basically just have to sit back and watch.
Gareth Hutchins is an ABC business and economics reporter based in Canberra. The Reserve Bank governor says he'll do what's necessary to get inflation back to between 2 and 3%. And to achieve that, he'll continue to increase interest rates. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Additional production and mixing by Chris Dengate. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all of our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. To get in touch with the team, email us on abcnewsdaily at abc.net.au. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.